And John S. Doyle is here with It Says in the Papers.
US President Trump's claim that his push to end the Russia-Ukraine war is on track, even as Kiev and Moscow accused each other of immediately breaking a deal to halt attacks on energy facilities, gives the Irish Times its lead story. Donald Trump spoke to his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky yesterday by phone, and Daniel McLaughlin reports the US administration is saying that they spoke about, among other things, Ukraine's nuclear and other power stations. Trump said the US could be very helpful in running those plants. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure. Trump's threatened tariffs on the European Union are the main focus of the Irish Independence front page. John Burns writes that a number of US pharmaceutical companies are scenario planning, as it is described, about moving some manufacturing out of Ireland if Trump goes ahead with the swinging tariffs he has proposed. Call to crack down on price hikes is the lead headline on the Irish Examiner. Sean Murray reports that the state's consumer watchdog has said that the government needs to crack down on companies that are increasing charges for essential services mid-contract. The call comes as household budgets are to be stretched even further next month, with Air, Sky, Three and Vodafone all hiking TV, mobile and broadband prices, the paper says. A review carried out by the Policing Authority after the Dublin riots of November 2023 is the main topic for the Irish Daily Mail. What the paper calls the damning report has found that Gardaí fear using force to manage protests because of the availability of Garda numbers and fears that incidents will be posted on social media. The Irish Sun leads with the seizure of €10.6 million worth of cocaine. John Hand writes that the drug has been linked to what he calls the notorious mob, the Family. And we can reveal, he says, that the businessman who was arrested on Tuesday after being caught transporting the drugs was only released from prison last year. Irish Doctors Gaza Horror is the Irish Daily Mirror's lead headline. Sean Murphy reports that an Irish surgeon treating injured children in Gaza laid bare the realities of the war zone, saying it is worse than you can imagine. Dr. Morgan McMonagall, who was on RTE Radio's Today with Claire Byrne programme yesterday, spoke out after a ceasefire collapsed and Israeli strikes killed 436 people in Gaza this week, many of them young children. The doctor, who must decide which lives can be saved with operations, said, "The youngest child who I pronounced dead was 4 or 5 months old."
John S. Doyle.